أعوذ بالسميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين، واللعنة الدائمة الأبدية على أعدائهم أجمعين. اللهم وفقنا وسائر المشتغلين للعلم والعمل الصالح بحق محمد وآل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. With Islamic laws, yesterday we reached to page 71, condition 13. The 13th condition is that there should be no impediment in the way of water reaching the parts of wudu. It means when you do your wudu, when you do your ablution, there mustn't any preventing or any obstruct that prevent water from reaching the skin of your body. I mean the skin of your face, or the skin of your right or left hand, or when you wipe your head or the feet. So for that, Sistan said, there should be no impediment. There's no impediment. Okay. Now, even if that impediment, it is a small dot. It is a small dot, a very tiny dot. If it is found that a small tiny dot and it prevent water from reaching that dot of skin, and this wudu will be void. This wudu will be void. Issue number 297. If a person finds that something has stuck to any part of wudu, you see, when you do your ablution, when you do your wudu, and you find something has stuck to any part of your wudu, just like on your face, on your hand, okay, anything that is stuck on these areas, the areas that you wash, but here there is a doubt. What is that doubt? But doubts whether it will prevent water from reaching there. Now, I found something stuck on my body, then I'm not sure that this thing is preventing water or not. In this case, what shall I do? Says Sistan, he said, you should, or he should, remove that thing or power water under it. Either to remove that thing or power water under it. For example, if you are wearing a ring, then you say, maybe the water could reach the skin or not. You have what? A doubt. In this case, if you can remove the ring and wash your hand, it's okay. Or you power water under the ring. In this case, in these two cases, your wudu is what is valid. Your wudu is valid. Issue number 297. It's better to remove the ring and all other. Yes, it is better. Why it is better, Sayyid Ali? It is better because you will be sure that all your body, all the skin is what is covered with water, and water reached to all parts of your wudu. And you are sure. You are sure right now. You don't have a suspicion that water may not reach to any part of your skin. So, as you said, it is better to remove the ring and all other things. Issue number 297. Dirt under fingernails. You know, the fingernails, sometimes you found what? You found dirt under what? Under the nails of the finger. Would not affect wudu. That dirt won't affect wudu. Why? Because the undernails, these parts will be considered, it is from the inner parts of the body, not the outer parts. Since there is a nail and the dirt is under the nail. You see, there is a nail and the dirt is under the nail. In this case, we're not going to take care about what? About the water reaching to the skin under the dirt or not, because these places will be considered the inner places, not the outer places. So, issue number 297, dirt under the fingernails would not affect wudu. However, look, here Sayyid Sistani is giving us something else. However, when the nails are cut and there remains dirt. Now, in this case, the nails are what? Are cut. Okay? But the dirt is still there. Now, what we consider the dirt? We consider the dirt, it is preventing what? Preventing water from reaching what? From reaching the skin. In this case, we have to remove the dirt. Maybe you'll ask, but before a while, you said that we consider the dirt and the part is, under the nail, it is from the inner part. Yes, that's correct. When the nail is over the dirt, we consider the dirt. We consider the dirt under the nail. It is from the inner parts. We don't need to wash the undernail skins. But when we cut the nails, so if the dirt comes up, in this case, we need to do what? We need to remove the dirt and to do what? To remove the dirt and to wash the other parts. Okay? Yes. So, two pictures. The first picture is if we have nails, okay? If we have nails, so what under the nails, from dirt or something or anything, we consider it is from the inner parts. We don't need to remove the dirt and wash under the nails. But if we cut the nails, in this case, the dirt which comes under the nails, when the nails removed, we should remove the dirt and do what? And wash these parts. Okay? Yes. Okay. Issue number 200. 297. Dirt under the fingernails would not affect wudu. However, when the nails are cut, and there remains dirt which prevents water from reaching the skin, okay, then that dirt must be what? Removed. Moreover, if the nails are what? Unusually long. The dirt collected beneath the unusual parts ought to be cleansed. The dirt which be collected beneath the unusual part ought to be cleansed. Okay?
Okay. I'll keep on.
Issue 298. If swelling, something which makes the skin abnormal in size. Intifakh, waram. If swelling takes place on the face or hands or the front part of the head, okay, or the feet because of being burns or other what, or other reason, it will be sufficient to wash and wipe. Over the swelling injuries. Exactly. So, in this case, it will be sufficient to wash and wipe over the swelling. If there is an opening. Now, another picture. If there is another what, opening or hole in it, in the swelling, not be necessary to reach water under the skin. It is not necessary to reach the water the skin. Alright. Yes. In fact, if a part of its skin gets peeled off, it is not at all necessary to pour water under the unpeeled part. So it is not necessary to pour water what? Under unpeeled part. However, at times, there is a skin which hangs loose after having peeled off. It should be cut off. Or water should be poured underneath. Why? Because this part is already removed. It's already away from the skin, or we are not going to consider this part. It is part of the skin. Okay, so we have to do what? Alaykum assalam wa rahmatullah, Yahya. You're welcome, Yahya. All right. Should be powered underneath. Issue number 299. If a person doubts whether something has remained stuck, to the parts of wudu, and if it is a doubt which is deemed sensible. Again, I repeat this issue again. If a person doubts whether something has remained stuck to the parts of wudu, parts of the wudu, you know, the face, the two hands, okay, the head, defeat. Okay? So, you suspect or you have a doubt that something is stuck to the parts of wudu. And if it is a doubt which is deemed sensible, and a doubt which is deemed sensible by the people, like what? Like a putter doubting, you know, a putter, that person who makes pots. Okay?
Yes.
So a putter doubting whether clay is stuck to his hands. Clay stuck to his hands after his work. He should examine and clean his hands by scrubbing, etc., till he is sure that there are no remnants and that water will reach there. Not only the potter, brothers, not only the water, the potter, but you are as a student, you use what? You use the ink pen. You use the ink pen. Okay, I'll explain this and I repeat it again. When you use the pen, when you use the pen and you write, you go and do ablution, then you suspect maybe that this pen, you don't know, maybe you put it on your hand and the ink now is on your hand, okay? And it makes an obstruction to prevent water from getting to the skin. In this case, you should examine your hands before wudu and through wudu. When you do wudu, you wash your hand, you should look at it carefully and watch the fingers, watch the hand from inside and outside to see if there is any ink on your skin or not, because that ink will prevent water from getting to the skin. Definitely not all kinds of ink. Not all kinds of ink. For example, the ink of the marker, the whiteboard marker, that doesn't prevent water from reaching the skin. Or the ink that we use when we go for election. When we go for election, you see, we put our fingers, our finger where? In an ink. This kind of ink won't affect on wudu. And wudu will be what? It will be in order, will be valid. But I mean a specific kind of ink that makes what we call it, I forget it in English. In Arabic, maybe Sayyid Ali help me. Thick ink, exactly. Thick ink. And that what we call it, it will make germ. In Arabic, we say it makes what? It makes germ. It prevent water. It prevent water from getting to the skin. It prevent water. It makes, yes, this kind of ink preventing water from what? From touching the skin under it. Not like that ink, the first one, when we go to election and we put finger there in the ink, or when we use the ink for the whiteboard, like wall paint. Yes, not like wall paints. Wall paints, if you put it on your hand or your body, that paint will prevent water from reaching the skin. So we have two kinds of skin. We have two kinds of skin. Okay, of ink. The first one, which is as Mr. Ali expressed, thick ink. That ink, when it touches the body, when it falls on the body, it will prevent water from reaching the skin beneath or under that ink. Another kind of ink, which is light ink, which is just color, it doesn't make a prevention, it doesn't prevent water from reaching to what? To the skin. Okay, I repeat the issue. Yes, if a person doubts whether something has remained stuck to the part of wudu, okay, if a person doubts, here a person, he has a doubt. What he is doubt of? Whether something has remained stuck to the parts of the wudu. Parts of the wudu: hands, face, head, feet. And if it is a doubt which is deemed sensible by the people, that kind of doubt, it is what? It is sensible by the people. Like what? Give us an example. Like a potter. A potter doubting whether clay is stuck to his hands after his work. A potter or a writer, he use a pen with thick ink. Okay? If they have doubt, so they go over and check. He should examine, look, a painter, yes, exactly, a painter, yes. He should examine and clean his hands by scrubbing, etc. Scrubbing, sometimes, maybe it will come in another issue, not ink, but a kind of glue, which is difficult to remove from the hand. We have to scrubbing it in a wall or in a tough rock in order to remove it from the skin. Okay, by scrubbing, etc., till he is sure that there are no remnants and that water will reach there. Have you got it? Great, thank you to you all. Issue number 300. Okay. If there is dirt on the part of wudu, there is dirt on the part of the wudu, which will not prevent water reaching the body. There is a dirt, but this dirt, it is not from a kind that thick dirt. It is not a kind of dirt which is preventing water from reaching the skin. Yes, it is a dirt, but it is allow the water to reach the skin. You see, if there is a dirt on the part of wudu which will not prevent water reaching the body while washing or wiping, the wudu will be in order. The wudu will be what? Will be valid. Similarly, if some white lean splashed from the whitewash stays on the body, you know, white lean, just like it is, for example, a special glue, maybe they use it when they in wood. Yes. So, if some white lean splashes from the whitewash stays on the body, not obstructing water from reaching it, wudu will be valid. if that kind of limb or if that kind of limb want to prevent water to reach the skin, it's okay, and the wudu will be valid. The wudu will be valid. And if one doubts whether it may obstruct, he has a doubt, maybe this thing, it may be obstruct, then one should remove the splashed particles. Then you have to remove what? The splashed particles in this case. Okay. Last issue for tonight. If a person was aware before performing wudu, if a person was aware before performing wudu, that on some parts of wudu there is something which could prevent water from reaching them. Okay, but if he doubts after performing wudu whether water reached those parts or not, his wudu will be valid. So he, first of all, he is aware. Don't forget, you should underline this word with two lines. If a person was aware, he's taking care, he's careful before performing wudu, that on some parts of wudu there is something which could prevent water from reaching them. You see, that on some parts of wudu there is something which could prevent water from reaching them. But if he doubts, exactly, he definitely knows. Okay. But if he doubts after performing, look, he has a doubt, but where? After performing wudu. And before wudu, he was aware. He was aware. Okay? Alright. But if he doubts after performing wudu whether water reached those parts or not, his wudu will be what? Will be valid. His wudu will be valid. Why his wudu will be valid? For two reasons. The first reason, he was aware before wudu. He was very careful and he was examining his body. Okay? The second thing is that what? Is that there is a doubt. There is a doubt. It means he is not sure. He is not sure. Okay? والحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.